This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. One man injured after a shooting incident at the Pine St. Michael. Public service vehicles will not be tested at tint testing sites. As one government official says, the tint on these vehicles is illegal. A senior consultant says roadworks progressing but delays expected on some projects. Ross University launches a disaster medical center. And a tourism official hails Barbados's new instant payment system. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. One man has been injured after a shooting incident at the Pine St. Michael last night. Initial reports indicate several shots rang out in the area after 9 p.m. and in the aftermath, the man had been struck and was then rushed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private motor car. The condition of the victim is currently unknown and investigations are ongoing. We'll give you more details as they become available. Government is reiterating that tint is illegal for public service vehicles, so they will not be tested at the current tint testing sites. Speaking at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium testing site, Director of Citizen Engagement and Media Relations in the Prime Minister's office, Roy Morris, said this is why PSVs showing up for checks are being turned away.
I think people need also to check what the regulations are, because we can't change the regulations. When they say we, meaning the tint testers. Our role is not to change or even advocate for the regulations. So we have people from the minibus and the PSV fraternity who come in and they ask to be tested and they're upset. Well, as far as we know, and our instructions are, the law says PSVs are not to have any tint. When they go to MTW to be registered, they don't have on a tint, but they put on a tint afterward. So we are not going to test the vehicle or the level of tint on it because by law, there's not supposed to be a tint.
He also responded to public concern about vehicles that arrive from manufacturers already tinted.
What many of those who are testing have found is that, yes, vehicles came in or do come in with a stain from the manufacturers. But if you already come in with a 15% stain or 20% stain, and you have now put on top of that a tint film, then clearly you are going to fall outside of the law. So when you say, it is how it came from the manufacturer. Well, it came from the manufacturer with a stain, but it didn't come from the manufacturer with an additional tint on it.
Director of Citizen Engagement and Media Relations in the Prime Minister's office, Roy Morris. The project manager overseeing government's ambitious road rehabilitation exercise says they're making steady progress with the program, but urges Barbadians to expect delays on some of the projects. Craig Archer of Stonesbridge Construction has been providing project management services for a series of road rehabilitation projects across the island. As he gave an overview of the work during a press conference, Mr. Archer said the delays in some of the projects were caused by poor ground conditions, especially in the north of the island.
The Shop Hill to Content Road, that road is being undertaken in three phases. And the first half of the first phase of that work was Fortress Hill to Jukes Hill section. We have experienced extensive delays, first of all, because of the unfavorable subsurface conditions, where, again, a rock was found only in certain areas at a depth of 6 feet. And in certain areas, we were not even able to locate rock at all.
He also highlighted other factors that led to delays.
Obviously, the other challenge for the contractors as they do the work is they have to work in small sections to enable residents in the various locations to be able to access their properties, either moving in one direction or the other. So that slows down progress when you're working in a residential area. Roller compacted concrete roads are not being discussed at this briefing. But those works have also been slowed in areas of Cottageville in St. Philip, Sweet Home Road in St. Peter, where after work had progressed, Barbados Water Authority determined that the condition of their water mains in the area was such that they wanted to relocate their mains out of the footprint of the road into the verge. That has slowed us down.
project management consultant at Stonebridge Construction, Craig Archer. The Caribbean Emergency and Disaster Medicine Center has been officially launched with the mission of enhancing disaster preparedness and response throughout the region. The event was held at the Ross University School of Medicine yesterday. Ross University's interim dean and vice president of operations, Alejandro Carrasco, outlined ambitious goals for the new center over the next 3 years.
We want to fully equip and operationalize this disaster medicine center. We want to train and certify first responders and community health workers. We're going to publish research and guidelines that help strengthen the health systems, establish the research lab and a community of practice, build culturally tailored communities and preparedness programs within those communities, and form the formal partnerships with key regional and international organizations. All of these are going to be pretty successful from my point of view because we have the people and the partnership and the engagement from our community to make that possible.
Meantime, Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams praised Ross University for the initiative.
I want to thank all of you for this initiative. I have no hesitation in saying I welcome it with open arms. I have no hesitation in saying I want to see it reach its fullness and see everything that it can provide for us as a people, provide for our Caribbean neighbors, and provide for our domestic communities. I want you to help build out that human capital in Barbados. I want you to help build out that resilience that puts us in the best possible place to handle disasters when they do come.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. One of Barbados's leading tourism figures is hailing the new BIMPAY instant cash system as a game changer that is set to revolutionize commerce in Barbados. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, spoke with Starcom Network News following the recent launch of the system at the Central Bank.
I am completely world over that Barbados is on the cusp of having an instant payment system. I think this will bode extremely well for all of our members, particularly our restaurant members, the small food and beverage operators, the vendors at Oisin's Bay Gardens, the taxi drivers. This is going to revolutionize the way in which the industry operates. The wait staff in the restaurants across the island in terms of being able to collect in tips from guests. This is completely amazing. And I think it's the right step for Barbados at this time. And I wholeheartedly embrace the BIMPAY system.
Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith. The system is set to be operational by March 2026. And medical director and founder of the Longevity Clinic, Dr. Kimberly King, is warning that too many Barbadians are dying from preventable conditions and says a new program aims to change that. Dr. King says the initiative, launching on September 2nd, is a collaboration between Limitless Performance, Better Balance Being, and Island Fitness Center. Speaking during a news conference, she explained that the goal is to break unhealthy habits and help Barbadians move out of disease states while improving their longevity and quality of life.
Mindset, nutrition, and activity are the pillars. So it was necessary to bring together a multidisciplinary team to help people. And so we are coming together with our individual specialties and expertise to help facilitate these patients in moving through behavioral change, habit change, and instituting the things that are necessary to actually get people out of disease states and help prolong their lives and longevity. Because I think it's a real tragedy that so many of us are dying from preventable conditions. And the evidence is there that programs like what we're designing and what we're going to be rolling out do facilitate persons in moving away from these states much better than if they're trying to do it on their own.
Medical director and founder of the Longevity Clinic, Dr. Kimberly King, recapping the headlines. One man has been injured after a shooting incident at the Pine St. Michael. Public service vehicles will not be tested at tint testing sites, as one government official says the tint on those vehicles is illegal. A senior consultant says roadworks progressing, but delays expected on some projects. Ross University launches a disaster medical center, and a tourism official hails Barbados's new instant payment system. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.